What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
This week, our Wire Worry Week is university orientation. Semester one starts today at the University of Auckland, so I decided to have a chat with one of the Auckland University Students Association, or AUSA's, executive members about O-Week and student engagement. I talked to Emily McDonald, the engagement officer at AUSA, about what AUSA has in store for students this week, what a membership with AUSA gets you, and how they plan to keep us on board all year. Here is Emily. So just to begin with, Emily, could you talk about what AUSA has got planned for orientation this year?
So the biggest thing we've got planned this year would be Party in the Park. It's mm-hmm. our annual O-Week concert mm-hmm. with Rufus headlining. We've mm-hmm. got Robinson, Benny and Church and AP. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we've also got Savage, Jespy, Unchained XL and KYT at Shadows tonight from 6 p.m. Bingo with Bangers tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Student night at Shad's on Wednesday. Thursday is a Hollywood pie eating competition in the quad from 12 o'clock, as well as Party in the Park that evening. And on Friday is orientation party at Shadows. Then next week we also have a comedy night at Shadows on the 12th, which is the Tuesday, a Marvel quiz on the 14th, and Sons of Zion and Sojourn on the 15th of March.
Oh my goodness. So a lot is going on. So
very
I can imagine it was a lot to organise. Why do you guys, obviously there's quite a lot of, you've got a lot of music or entertainment acts. Why did we place such a importance on having performers? Is it like a get more people to come along sort of thing?
I think everyone just enjoys a bit of music. Mm-hmm. What better way to start the year off than listening
keep
to some
in.
Tunes, yeah. keep the festival vibes going, yeah. and all that.
Oh, nice. So obviously as well this week there's down in Albert Park there's
pop-ups.
Yes. So what's that all about?
It's just people who want to be involved with student culture that mm-hmm. unfortunately aren't clubs at the university, so mm-hmm. they've got to find a place to be somehow,
yeah.
somewhere, so...
So people can pop down and go yep. and talk to them whenever?
We've got Ben and Jerry's, Student Job Search. Oh.
BFM.
Yeah. That's right. That's yep. a given.
We're down there.
Yeah.
So you're the engagement officer and obviously your focus is engagement.
Finance.
Yeah. What is your key focus this year to ensure that students are engaged in AUSA and AUSA events?
It's just about being relatable. I think... In previous years, we've sort of been very isolated, operating in a bit of a silo. A lot of student politicians who might not necessarily be the standard student. So this year was about bringing it back to sort of being, I guess, just Auckland University, like the typical kind of student who's into whatever they're into and just focusing on that, engaging with the clubs that they're a part of, and just you're making a real focus.
I'm being relatable. How do you do that? How do you separate? How do you stop yourself from becoming this sort of isolated? We know who AUSA is, and they sit in that little house, and you know,
what happens in that house?
Yeah, we like vote for them once a year, but who are they? Like, how are you making sure that you guys are out there and you know being seen by everyday students, the thousands that there are.
So to start off with, we're playing music outside the AUSA house, which is a first.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so you just got some tunes playing whilst doing sign-ups, basically just giving students free stuff, which is what everyone wants. And then we're also, I'm having a major focus on our Instagram. It seems to be one of the social media channels that have been taking off in the previous year. So in like the past week, we've already gained 200 followers.
Wow,
from...
that's cool.
Just running some competitions, giving away free stuff, you know, what everyone likes. So it's just about focusing on areas that I guess you think people will be interested in. If that, answers the question.
So you said a little bit about sign-ups. So obviously
yes.
there are a lot of people will be signing up to AUSA this week.
Yep.
What can students expect to get out of their AUSA membership?
So to begin with, because we all love Shadows, it's 10% off at Shadows starting week two.
Love that.
As long as you have your little AUSA sticker on your ID card. But other than that, it's more about the representation that AUSA can offer. So our Education Vice President, George Barton, sits on a lot of educational-based committees. We've got 6 representatives on Senate and 6 representatives on Discipline Committee. But essentially, by signing up, you're giving, basically saying that I agree with whatever these representatives are saying. You're giving students more of a voice. Anand, who's the current president, is the only student representative on the University Council. So he's looking out for students' best interests.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy for one person.
Yep. So, and I guess the more numbers we have, so if we say we've got 40,000 students who've signed up, that's essentially the whole university. So saying we've got 100% of the student body backing us. So the more people that sign up, the more, I guess, legitimacy we have on those councils.
How do students know what you guys are doing? I suppose that maybe some people may think that, how do I know when, you know, George is sitting on an education panel and talking about what we're doing with education, or when Anand is, you know, sitting on doing what he's doing? You know, how do we get that transparency? How do we know what you guys are up to?
So we're definitely putting a real focus on that this year with the Facebook page and the AUSA Instagram. We're going to keep everyone updated as to what's going on. As of, obviously, like, everything's still in the works. It's only week one of semester. It's only day one of semester. Yep. but what I'm planning on doing, like, is having a segment on the Instagram story, just being like, what are you up to? So every week we're going to have every position just basically give us 3 things that they've been working on this week, whether it be engagement wise, whether it be finance, education, these committees. Like, if George has gone to a meeting, like, well, I went to this meeting and I did this, and this is what I talked about. But no, there are other things in the works, but just not finalised yet, so I just won't talk about them just yet.
No, that sounds cool. So, and just sort of finally to sort of wrap it up, some people may say that the student experience at UOA is pretty different to the student experience that you may experience maybe in Otago. What is your response to this? What does AUSA sort of think of this? Is there anything AUSA is trying to do to move in that sort of direction, or are you moving in a different direction?
I mean, we agree completely. Like, the student experience is completely different, partly probably due to the largeness of Auckland with a lot of people living 20-odd k's away. Like me, for example. But no, what we're wanting to do is just work with the clubs more. Like, obviously, the clubs do a great job of what they're doing. People are still are very invested in them, and not so much us. But what we can do is help them with the resources and money that they don't necessarily have, that we have, but we don't necessarily have the time. So at the moment, we're in the middle of talking to a lot of clubs about, hey, we've got these weeks going on. So we've got things like Politics Week, Sex Week, Pride Week, Women's Fest, and Sex Week. Did I say Sex Week?
Yes,
Arts and Cultural Week. Sorry, apologies. So it's about us. So I've just sent an email out to a few of the clubs a few weeks ago and a few of the clubs yesterday, just about, hey, we've got these weeks going on. Do you want to be involved? Do you want to run one of your normal events? We'll see what we can do. It's nothing additional that your club has to do. It's just your normal event, as long as it falls within these dates. And so it's just about having that collaborative and rather than that competitive nature with these clubs. Obviously, that's a long way to go. It's quite different to change a culture.
Completely.
But it's, you know, little steps.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll have our Prince's Street equivalent of Hyde.
Maybe.
Worry Week on The Wire.